From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. The U.S.-Russia mediated truce calls for an initial 48-hour renewable ceasefire at any location where anti-government forces are operating. It also stipulates that aid agencies should not be impeded from reaching towns and areas in need of aid. Here is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
The resumption of a nationwide cessation of hostilities that excludes only Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Nusra and Daesh.
The United States and Russia will begin jointly targeting jihadists in about a week. Opposition forces Monday issued a series of demands as well as requests for clarifications. On Sunday, several insurgent leaders criticized the ceasefire agreement but stopped short of saying they wouldn't accept it. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is skipping a campaign trip to the western state of California after being diagnosed with pneumonia. The Clinton campaign says a doctor had examined her Friday, gave her antibiotics, and advised her to rest and modify her schedule. Arthur Kaplan is director of the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU Langhorne Medical Center.
Pneumonia can be a very threatening, lethal disease if you're immune compromised. It's certainly the case that there are hundreds of thousands of people who have pneumonia and come through it just fine.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, told Fox News he hopes she gets well soon. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with calls for new sanctions. China is giving off ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. This is VOA News. Flooding from heavy rain in North Korea has killed at least 133 people, with 395 missing. The UN Humanitarian Agency said Monday more than 100,000 people have fled their homes in the country's northernmost province. A human rights group says it has found evidence of war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders. Actor George Clooney and activist John Prendergast, the co-founders of the rights group The Sentry, shared their findings Monday at a news conference in Washington. The report accuses South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, former first vice president Riek Machar, and South Sudanese generals of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers. Afghan officials say security forces Monday killed two suicide bombers, ending a two-hour siege at a hospital in Kandahar. The gunfight also left an officer of Afghanistan's intelligence agency dead. Officials say the siege began after two assailants wearing suicide vests stormed the Mirwais Hospital compound in Kandahar and opened fire at security guards there. The assault took place shortly before the provincial governor was due to arrive. Gulf Arab states have expressed concern over a bill passed by the U.S. Congress that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. to sue the Saudi government for allegedly supporting terrorism. The six-member Gulf Coordination Council, of which Saudi Arabia is a key member, said the legislation contravenes the foundations and principles of relations between states, notably sovereign immunity. Police in southeastern Turkey say a car bombing Monday in the city of Van wounded at least 48 people. The blast happened in an area between the local offices of the ruling AKP party and the governor's office. It was not immediately clear who was responsible. The Philippine president says he wants all U.S. forces out of his country's south, where they have been advising local troops battling Muslim extremists.
They have to go in Mindanao. Maraming mga puti doon. They have to go. Now, I do not want a rift with America, but they have to go.
Speaking before newly appointed government officials Monday, Rodrigo Duterte blamed the U.S. for the restiveness of Muslim militants in the region. It was the first time he has publicly opposed the presence of American troops in his country. A new study suggests earthquakes may be more severe during a full moon. Researchers at the University of Tokyo say large quakes are more likely during high tides, which happen twice a day. During high tides, the oceans are pulled by the moon's gravity. But during a full and new moon, twice a month, the tides are particularly high. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.